Listener Production.
Hello, it's Matt Layton with you. The Defence Minister is dismissing claims Australia will lose its sovereignty as part of the AUKUS pact to gain nuclear submarines. Australia will command a fleet of 8 nuclear-powered subs within the next 30 years under a military agreement with the US and UK. Critics say if the US is drawn into conflict, so will Australia. But Richard Marles tells the ABC that's not necessarily the case.
And I want to make it really clear that the moment that there is a flag on the first of those Virginia-class submarines in the early 2030s is the moment that that submarine will be under the complete control of the Australian government of the day.
A farmer in the New South Wales town of Forbes has died in a hazard reduction burn as temperatures soar across the state. The man suffered severe burns and was airlifted to Royal North Shore Hospital, where he passed away last night. The mercury is tipped to reach 40 in parts of the state's west and Hunter region. Former US President Donald Trump says he is anticipating his arrest on Tuesday. New York prosecutors are considering charges over a hush money payment to an adult star. The probe comes as Trump seeks the Republican nomination for the 2024 presidential election. An arrest warrant has been issued for Vladimir Putin. The Russian president is accused of overseeing the abduction of Ukrainian children. The International Criminal Court has issued the warrant, but Moscow doesn't recognise its jurisdiction. And Channel 7 has announced US pop star Jason Derulo is joining this year's judging lineup on The Voice. Melbourne star Cozzy Pickett is facing a stint on the sidelines for a high bump in the D's 50-point win over the Bulldogs. The club wants Pickett to keep playing on the edge, even though he was placed on report for the incident involving Bailey Smith. Meanwhile, Lance Franklin is also in hot water for a bump on Sam Collins in the Swans' 49-point mauling of Gold Coast. The opening round continues this afternoon with GWS taking on Adelaide. Sam Mitchell starts his second year as Hawks coach against Essendon. Then Ross Lyon steers St Kilda against his other old club, Frio.